You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 159, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Hope everyone's having a good week. Still appreciate all of the reviews and the positive comments that continue to come in. I was looking at Spotify the other day, and there's so many of you who listen on Spotify and have really given a lot of good reviews there. So really appreciate that. Appreciate all the iTunes folks and just wherever you listen from. Just wanted to say a big thank you once again for listening and for supporting the podcast. So this week, we're going to jump right in. How to make a quick decision. How to make a quick decision. Now, there are decisions that you need to take a lot of time with. There are some decisions that, you know, may require a lot of research, and you've got to factor in money and finance and all that. But today we're going to talk about how to decide faster, how to make a quick decision, how to not linger and get paralyzed in the moment like some of you do when you're trying to decide something like whether to go out to eat or where to go out to eat or, you know, those kinds of things. But it could be a serious decision that you, you know, need to make or have to make. Might be something, you know, other than just going out to eat. But what are some tools? What are some tactics? What are some techniques that you can use to decide faster? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm just going to kind of go through these. I found kind of the start of this thing, and then I've added some things to it, but on an account called Hustling Shark. Actually came from Instagram. So if you've seen some of this before, then you'll know that that's where it came from. But I liked it because it's got a lot of practical stuff in it, and you'll notice as we kind of go through these, there's about six of them, that you can instantly decide to start doing this. Like, really, like, here's a quick decision you can make. Hey, I'm going to decide to start using some of these tools to decide quicker. So that's kind of cool. All right, so here we go. Number one, limit your options. So if you have a decision to make and you want to make a quick decision, when you can, limit your options. So I'll use the example I just used a minute ago. If you're trying to figure out where to go to eat, and, you know, it's interesting how many spouses have arguments over this very thing. I think there's been some apps designed. There's been some like fun games designed to help people just decide where to go to eat. And one of the things you can do is to limit your options. And so if it's you and your spouse and you're all trying to figure out where to go to eat, or you and your best friend, one of the things you can do is you can say, hey, give me three options, right? And they can give you three different things and you can choose from there. Makes it much easier. It's not near as overwhelming. Now, if you've got a friend that says, oh, I can't give you those options, I don't know how to do it, then you give them options. Say, okay, fine, I'll give you three options. Here are the three places, or here are the three even types of food, if that helps, that I would like to eat or that I'm in the mood for. And where would you like to go? I think it's better if you can be more specific and actually name the restaurant. But as you're learning and starting and trying, you know, this is a very simple thing. So limit your options. It lets the brain go, oh, I've only got these choices, right? It's kind of like when you walk into a candy store and there's just candy everywhere and it's like, oh, but if I know that I'm looking for chocolate, right, you can go right to the chocolate section and then you're like, oh, I know I like this particular kind of chocolate, or you like this particular kind of caramel, or you like whatever. Then you can narrow it down and it helps you decide faster. So number one, limit your options. Number two, draw a line between good and bad choices, or between good and bad options. So it sounds like this one's kind of crazy, but a lot of times we have all of these things that we think we're deciding on, and there's really some options that aren't very good for us. And so go on and put those out there and say, you know what, I could do this, but that's not the best option, right? I need to make a decision to speak to my person that works for me, and I need to have this conversation. I've got all of these different ways I can approach this, right? Oh, that's not a good way. Yelling at them's not good. Tell them they're an idiot, that's not good, right? You just eliminate those, and then you pare that down, and you say, okay, here are some good choices. Here are some good options. Maybe you're thinking about staying on the food theme. Maybe you're trying to figure out you want some sort of healthy meal, right? Well, that one's easy. You get rid of some of the bad choices right off the bat, and you focus on what? You focus on the good ones. So you'll notice as you start to play around with some of this stuff that these tools will kind of move into categories for you. So if it's something where you're like, oh yeah, I can draw a line, boy, this is good and bad, I can just go right there, and then you can go on and begin to make that choice, that'll be much easier for you. Same thing too, maybe it's automatically, hey, let's limit these options, I've got it down to two, it's easy to choose, right? Number three, I think this is a big one for some of you, and some of you do this intuitively. I've talked about this a little bit before on the podcast, I haven't gotten into it deep, but I think it's a really good subject. I might do a whole podcast on it at some point. But it's to listen to your gut. You know, what's your gut tell you? You got to make this decision. Maybe you're thinking about buying a house, and it's between these two houses, and you're down to the final wire. What's your gut tell you? Got to make a decision on hiring somebody. You're down to the final two. This happened to me years ago. Came down to the final two. I sort of liked one because he checked a few more boxes. Another coworker of mine kind of liked the other one. We went back and forth, and I was like, you know, but my gut says this one. And sure enough, it was right. Your gut will be right more times than not. So trust your gut. Learn to listen to your gut, right? Learn to listen to that inner voice that says, this is the right decision. This is the direction you should go, right? Next one, think of your time as money. Think of your time as money. You are trying and need to make a decisive, quick decision. What if it was costing you money for every minute that you spent in deliberation over making this decision? So think of time as money. If you make the decision quicker, you save money. And in some instances, this is very true, right? If you run your own business, if you're, you know, working with clients, you're trying to get clients, your time is valuable. And so your time is money. So the quicker you can make a decision, it actually will save you money in the long run. Know that decisiveness grows with each decision. And some of you know this, like, because you've been doing this work and you really, really, really know this. The more you make decisions, and the more you don't beat yourself up on the decision you make, whatever the decision is, right? You make the decision and you move on. The more you are going to grow in your decisiveness when you go to make decisions. The more you will trust yourself. The more you will trust your gut. The more you will know that if you can continue to make these decisions quickly and decisively, then you'll be able to bet on yourself. You'll be able to trust yourself. You'll be able to say, yeah, I did this the last time, you know, such and such went well, we'll make the decision again. Or you'll go, made this decision the last time, didn't love the outcome, so let's make this decision this time, right? But you'll still be able to make a decisive decision because you're practicing, because you're doing it. What I would encourage you to do, especially if you have trouble with this, start making decisions, baby decisions, like little decisions that you have all throughout the day. Make them as quickly as you can. You can start with that this week. You know, from the first time you get up in the morning as to what you do or what you choose to do or how you make your coffee or where you go get coffee or what your route is to work or, you know, whatever. I mean, there's countless decisions that you're making throughout the day, whether you realize it or not, some consciously, some unconsciously. But those that come to the forefront, go on and just decide and make that decision quickly. If you got a chance this week, maybe you're going to eat with a friend. You just go on and decide, hey, I'll meet you at, and you just name the restaurant. You're just going to make that decision, because the more you can be decisive, the better you're going to be at decision making. And then remember, kind of along with this, remember that indecision kills. Indecision kills. All indecision is doing is wasting time. It's wasting your time. It's time that you will not get back. So don't be indecisive. Make a point right now that you are going to be much more decisive on whatever that area of your life is. Is it your career? Is it a dating situation? Is it, you know, having a tough conversation? Whatever that is, make the decision now that you're going to go and move forward with that. Because remember, indecision kills. All right? So how to make a quick decision, right? Decide faster. Limit your options. Narrow them down. Draw a line between good and bad choices. Listen to your gut. Can't emphasize that one enough. Think about your time as being money. Know that decisiveness grows with each decision. And remember that indecision kills. All right, that's what I've got for you this week. Reach out to me if this has been helpful. Share this information with someone you know that might need help in making decisions, not your spouse. May, you know, share it with coworkers, share it with people that work for you. Share it with someone that you just know will benefit from this information. Hope you guys have a great week. See you right back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big.